Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
My next guest was the winner of the Great British Bake Off in 2014. She's an accomplished author, a Holborn baker, and a passionate lifelong gardener, all while on a mission to help save the planet for future generations. Now, her latest book, Green and Easy Kitchen, is all about making eco-friendly choices in the kitchen and giving people the confidence to cook something simply and confidently. Nancy Birthwistle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited.
We're delighted to have you here. And I had the opportunity to have your book over the weekend because I knew you were coming in, and I made your beef bourguignon.
Did you?
I did. I made it on Saturday night.
The all-in-one beef bourguignon.
Yeah. And we had it on Sunday. So I did exactly what you said. I left it overnight to get to know the flavours, to get to know each other. And it was delicious. And it was easy, which
is what I want. Yeah. That's what we want. I realise that there's an appetite now to cook from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're working or if you've got a family and I've been there, I've done all that. So I understand those pressures. But I think with a little bit of organisation, if things are simple, very few ingredients, and I've tried where I can to say you can use a slow cooker if you want, you can use your oven if you want, you can use the hob for this one if you want, the air fryer where appropriate. So that there's some, I've also tried to include ingredient swaps for, if you haven't got this, you can use that. Just to try and be flexible.
Mm-hmm. But you do want us to move away from convenience foods, even things like breadcrumbs, which, we might just pick up. You're explaining to us that we don't really need to buy those. We can make them ourselves.
Yeah. The breadcrumbs one was really interesting because bread, especially mass-produced factory-made bread, which is what's going to go into bought breadcrumbs at the end of the day. There are so many preservatives and chemicals and, it's one of the top 10 of ultra-processed foods nowadays. And so in the book, I'm trying to encourage people to have a go at making their own bread, and it doesn't have to be super difficult. And then with that leftover bread, because you've put your heart and soul into producing a loaf,
don't throw it away.
We're not going to throw it away. But me, in the past, I just used to blitz them up in the machine and put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we want a shelf-stable, fine golden breadcrumb that we can then use to coat our 90% fish fingers, not 58% that you buy in the supermarket, for the chicken Kiev, for scotch eggs, all those sorts of things. And they'll keep for ages.
So what are we doing then to our breadcrumbs to get them to that stage?
Good point. Right. So we blitz our breadcrumbs, but before we blitz them, we add in for about 250 grams of stale bread, chop it into chunks, a teaspoon of turmeric and a teaspoon of paprika. And that will give you some seasoning, and it'll also give you that nice golden colour. Blitz them up, toss them out onto a baking tray. Now, you can put them in a low oven, about 100 degrees, or put them in the oven just after you've turned it off.
Oh, yeah, good
and
idea.
And use that residual heat. Stand them over a radiator, if you've got a warm room, just long enough until they don't stick to your fingers anymore. And they're just nice and dry and brittle. Then pop them back into the machine, because they're still quite whole.
Chunky.
Yeah. Unless you want panko crumbs and leave them like that. Blitz it again to a fine powder into a jar, and you've got your gorgeous, gorgeous golden bread.
Now, there's so many things I want to talk to you about. I love the start of the book where you tell us a little bit about your background. And I was so fascinated to see that your mother was not the best cook. This all came from Granny.
Yes, my mother was an awful cook. But we used to eat to live.
Mm.
But when I used to go to my grandmother's house, it was living to eat, because there was always that wholesome home cooking smell going on, whether it be bread. She wasn't a big cake maker, but she made bread, she made pastries, she made her own pork pies, all of those things. As did many people of that generation.
Yes.
You know, that lived through two world wars.
She was doing the basics really well.
But she was doing it really well, and she did it with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent lots and lots of years with her and just learning on the job, really.
Just on the green side, because the book is called Green and Easy Kitchen, is that informed by your background, your grandmother coming from that generation where they didn't have very much? And is that how you see green living now?
Green for me, it's about honest food, I think. And doing things in a simple way and trying to turn our backs on those ready processed pies, baked goods, ready-made sauces, ready meals, because for them to have the shelf life that they've got to be packed it with excess salts, excess fats,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of... let me give you an example, Claire. The vanilla extract. I started to research vanilla extract because the price of it varies so much. And I think, well, you know, when my kids were growing up, I used to buy vanilla essence.
Yeah.
Cheap, just to give a bit of flavour to the bakes and what have you. Only to discover that has never seen a vanilla pod. It's never seen one.
Mm.
It's just a cocktail of synthetic chemicals.
That tastes like
the taste
vanilla.
Of vanilla. Mm-hmm. And even when you go up the price bracket, there is still some of that cocktail added in and added in, even with, you know, the genuine vanilla. So, you know, for the cost of a vanilla pod, an organic vanilla pod, we've got vanilla extract that's going to last
so
forever.
What are you using then? You're getting the pod and scraping out the seeds.
Yes. And then all you need is either vodka or vegetable glycerin. If you want a non-alcoholic
mm-hmm.
version, chop it up. I think I use about 100 ml. Give it a shake. But what you need is time. It takes at least 8 weeks to infuse sufficiently to take on the flavour.
So put that away with the breadcrumbs in the freezer.
Yeah. And then you just use a teaspoon and then top it up with more vodka or more vanilla, more vegetable glycerin.
Right, and you're done.
And
that's
done.
And that's your vanilla flavouring. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about were the oven trays and throwing them into the garden. And I promised listeners that we would talk about this because this is extraordinary. I don't understand how this works.
I don't understand how this works either. But probably about 8 years ago, one of my followers messaged me and because I'd just started out on this social media green journey, mm-hmm. if you like. And I was talking about oven cleaning because, of course, oven cleaning products are loaded with chemicals, caustic soda
they
and the rest.
Catch in the back of your throat, don't they?
Absolutely. And you have to be careful how you dispose of it and everything else. And I thought there must be, you know, a better way of doing this, which there is. And you can use bicarbonate of soda mixed to a paste and all the rest of it. Steam your oven first to soften the burnt on debris. But then one of my followers said, in South Africa, we just throw them out on the grass. And I thought, I'm going to have a go at this. So I did, and I videoed the lot, and I said, right, Pauline in South Africa tells me that I should throw my oven shelves out on the grass. Let's see if it works. 24 hours later, picked it up, wiped off all that.
What's going on?
I know. It's fabulous.
And do you have to turn them on the grass or...?
Depends how long the grass is. I mean, if you've got long grass, and in the summer, you know when you've got fresh grass clippings?
Yes.
You've just cut your lawn. I lay the shelf on, cover with the grass clippings.
No.
And that works even better because you've got a sort of steamy...
So there's some sort of chemical reaction going on.
I think it must be humidity that... Yeah. But
But it works.
It works. Mother Nature can do wonderful things.
How extraordinary that is. What a trick. The other thing you have in there, which is a little more simple probably and easier to explain, is using your lemons to make cleaning products, which I think is a great idea. So simple. But how many times do we squeeze a lemon for a recipe or use the rind for a recipe? and we end up in a few days looking at the sad old lemon and saying goodbye, your time is up. Yeah. We shouldn't do that, should we?
There's so lemons are so fantastic. I mean, to start off by extending the shelf life of your lemons, put them in a jar of water, in a screw top jar, and just keep them in the fridge. I kept a lemon for 13 weeks because I've put all these things to the test, you see.
But is that not a mushy mess?
They go soft, but if you take them out of the water and just leave them on the side when the day that you want to use them, those skins will firm up again. So they're firm enough to then...
use it as you would a fresh lemon.
And then spent lemons, you can descale your kettle. You can... I use them to infuse my cleaning vinegar because some people say, yeah, but the idea of using vinegar in cleaning products...
It's smelly.
It's not really what I want.
Yeah.
So I have a big jar, put my spent lemons in, fill up with vinegar, leave them 2 or 3 days, and then you'll start to see it take on a sort of yellowy colour and then a citrus fragrance rather than that pungent vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use it in a whole range of cleaning products.
So do you put a spray top on that and use it directly, or are you mixing it with other things?
I mix various things. I have what I call my all-purpose spray.
Nancy's all-purpose spray.
Nancy's all-purpose. And it's sort of anti-bac because I use, there's water in it, there's lemony vinegar, and there's also surgical spirit. Ah. And so that it does a marvellous job.
So you're using that on kitchen worktops and...
Worktops, glass, mirrors, car interiors. Because it's acidic, it's not I wouldn't recommend it for granite tops or natural stone or marble, anything like that. But I've got my cream cleaner.
Which you make as well, do you?
Which I make as well.
Go on.
And that's just 100 grams of, for a little starter pack to get you going, 100 grams of bicarbonate of soda. Mix it all in a jar, 100 grams of bicarbonate of soda. And then you know the little bottles, you'll find them in the baking aisle in the supermarket, of vegetable glycerin.
Yeah.
There's 35 mils, I think, in one of those. Pour that in. And then a drizzle of eco-friendly washing up liquid, not lemon, because it'll make the bicarb fizz and the two work against each other. Mix those together with a teaspoon. Did I say about 10, 15 mils of eco-friendly washing up liquid?
Yeah,
and you've got
a
lovely smooth cream that will remove the bumps off your car, any scuffs off your car.
What?
Yes.
It's a revelation.
Yeah, when I had a bit of a do with a rubber bollard. It got that off, without, because it doesn't scratch or anything. Mm-hmm. It's non-acidic, so it's very kind.
So you can't use your lemon spray on your natural worktops, but you're using this?
Yes.
Sounds like a polish, as well.
And what's amazing about some of these I call them eco-friendly recipes, is that they have multiple uses. Mm-hmm. So the cream cleaner will dissolve a grease mark on your clothes. So you rub it onto your clothes, put them in the washing machine.
That's a great idea. And also, we know that we're washing our clothes too much anyway, aren't we? So if you can remove a stain from a jumper without washing the whole jumper, you're going to be kind to your jumper and probably kind to the environment as well, right?
Yeah. The thing is, I spend so much time on it, Claire, because I believe it. I'm passionate about it. And I think it's probably now become my life's work. I just love it. And if I can, I love it when followers send me a question and they'll say, you know, I've got this stain on such and such. It could be anything. Have you any ideas? And we'll make it work. We'll get there.
You'll find a solution. Well, it's great to talk to you. We'll keep you. You're very useful, Nancy. Thank you so much for coming in. And a reminder that the book is called Nancy's Green and Easy Kitchen. It's out now. It's a beautiful book as well, Nancy, along with everything else, along with being very practical and usable too. And the best of luck with it. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
so
with
much
us.
For having
That's
me.
Nancy Birthwhistle.